Chapter 5. She did not hear it in the face of the congregation, but from the vestry. She told me some of it when she reached home. Would you believe it, the man who preached so bitterly is a tenant of hers? I said, surely you will turn him out of his house? But she answered, in her calm, deep, nice way, that she supposed he had a perfect right to preach against her, that she could not in justice molest him at all. I wouldn't let him stay, if the house were mine. But as he has often before allowed him to scold her from the pulpit in a smaller way once it was about an expensive dress as he had worn, not mentioning her by name, you know. But all the people are quite aware that it is meant for her, because only one person of her wealth or position belongs to the Baptist body in this county. Somerset was looking at the homely, affectionate face of the little speaker. You are her good friend, I am sure, he remarked. She looked into the distant air with tacit admission of the impeachment. So would you be if you knew her, she said. And a blush slowly rose to her cheek, as if the person spoken of had been a lover, rather than a friend. But you are not a Baptist any more than I? Continued Somerset. Oh no. And I never knew one till I knew Paula. I think they are very nice, though I sometimes wish Paula was not one, but the religion of reasonable persons. They walked on, and came opposite to where the telegraph emerged from the trees, leapt over the parapet, and up through the loophole into the interior. That looks strange in such a building, said her companion. Miss Power had it put up to know the latest news from town. It costs £6 a mile. She can work it herself, beautifully. And so can I, but not so well. It was a great delight to learn. Miss Power was so interested at first that she was sending messages from morning till night. And did you hear the new clock? Is it a new one? Yes, I heard it. The old one was quite worn out, so Paula has put it in the cellar, and had this new one made, though it still strikes on the old bell. It tells the seconds, but the old one, which my very great-grandfather erected in the 18th century, only told the hours. Paula says that time, being so much more valuable now, must of course be cut up into smaller pieces. She does not appear to be much impressed by the spirit of this ancient pile. Miss Stancy shook her head too slightly to express absolute negation. Do you wish to come through this door? She asked. There is a singular chimney piece in the kitchen, which is considered a unique example of its kind, though I myself don't know enough about it to have an opinion on the subject. When they had looked at the corbel chimney piece, they returned to the hall, where his eye was caught anew by a large map that he had conned for some time when alone, without being able to divine the locality represented. It was called General Plan of the Town, and showed streets and open spaces corresponding with nothing he had seen in the county. Is that town here? He asked. It is not anywhere but in Paula's brain, as he has laid it out from her own design. The site is supposed to be near our railway station, just across there, where the land belongs to her. She is going to grant cheap building leases, and develop the manufacture of pottery. Pottery, how very practical she must be. Replied Mr. Stancy, in tones showing how supremely ignorant he must be of Miss Power's nature, if he characterized her in those terms. It is Greek pottery, she means Hellenic pottery, she tells me to call it, only I forget. There is beautiful clay at the place, her father told her. He found it in making the railway tunnel. As he has visited the British Museum, Continental Museums, and Greece, and Spain, and hopes to imitate the old fictile work in time, especially the Greek of the best period, 400 years after Christ, or before Christ, I forget which it was, Paula said. Oh no, she is not practical in the sense you mean, at all. apostrophe apostrophe a mixed young lady, rather. Apostrophe apostrophe Miss Stancy appeared unable to settle whether this new definition of her dear friend should be accepted as kindly or disallowed as decidedly sarcastic. You would like her if you knew her, apostrophe she insisted, in half tones of pique, after which she walked on a few steps. I think very highly of her, apostrophe said Somerset. And yet at one time I could never have believed that I should have been her friend. One is prejudiced at first against people who are reported to have such differences in feeling, associations, and habit, as she seemed to have from mine. But it has not stood in the least in the way of our liking each other. I believe the difference makes us the more united. Apostrophe apostrophe, it says a great deal for the liberality of both, apostrophe answered Somerset warmly. Heaven send us more of the same sort of people. They are not too numerous at present. Apostrophe, as this remark called for no reply from Mr. Stancy, she took advantage of an opportunity to leave him alone, first repeating her permission to him to wander where he would. He walked about for some time, sketchbook in hand, but was conscious that his interest did not lie much in the architecture. In passing along the corridor of an upper floor, he observed an open door, through which was visible a room containing one of the finest Renaissance cabinets he had ever seen. It was impossible, on close examination, to do justice to it in a hasty sketch. It would be necessary to measure every line, if he would bring away anything of utility to him as a designer. Deciding to reserve this gem for another opportunity, he cast his eyes round the room, and blushed a little. Without knowing it, he had intruded into the absent Miss Paula's own particular set of chambers, including a boudoir and sleeping apartment. On the tables of the sitting room were most of the popular papers and periodicals that he knew, not only English, but from Paris, Italy, and America. Satirical prints, though they did not unduly preponderate, were not wanting. Besides these, there were books from a London circulating library, paper-covered light literature in French and choice Italian, and the latest monthly reviews. While between the two windows stood the telegraph apparatus whose wire had been the means of bringing him hither. These things, ensconced amid so much of the old and hoary, were as if a stray hour from the 19th century had wandered like a butterfly into the 13th, and lost itself there. The door between this antechamber and the sleeping room stood open. Without venturing to cross the threshold, for he felt that he would be abusing hospitality to go so far, Somerset looked in for a moment. It was a pretty place, and seemed to have been hastily fitted up. In a corner, overhung by a blue and white canopy of silk, was a little cot, hardly large enough to impress the character of bedroom upon the old place. Upon a counterpane lay a parasol and a silk neckerchief. On the other side of the room was a tall mirror of startling newness, draped like the bedstead, in blue and white. Thrown at random upon the floor was a pair of satin slippers that would have fitted Cinderella. A dressing gown lay across a settee, and opposite, upon a small easy chair in the same blue and white livery, were a Bible, the Baptist magazine, Wardlaw on Infant Baptism, Wolford's County Families, and the Court Journal. On and over the mantelpiece were knick-knacks of various descriptions, and photographic portraits of the artistic, scientific, and literary celebrities of the day. A dressing room lay beyond, but, becoming conscious that his study of ancient architecture would hardly bear stretching further in that direction, Mr. Somerset retreated to the outside, obliviously passing by the gem of Renaissance that had led him in. She affects blue, apostrophe he was thinking. Then she is fair. Apostrophe, on looking up, some time later, at the new clock that told the seconds, he found that the hours at his disposal for work had flown without his having transferred a single feature of the building or furniture to his sketchbook. Before leaving, he sent in for permission to come again, and then walked across the fields to the inn at Sleeping Green, reflecting less upon Miss Stancy's little force of presence that she possessed, than upon the modern flower in a medieval flower pot whom Miss Stancy's information had brought before him, and upon the incongruities that were daily shaping themselves in the world under the great modern fluctuations of classes and creeds. Somerset was still full of the subject when he arrived at the end of his walk, and he fancied that some loungers at the bar of the inn were discussing the heroine of the chapel scene just at the moment of his entry. On this account, when the landlord came to clear away the dinner, Somerset was led to inquire of him, by way of opening a conversation, if there were many Baptists in the neighborhood. The landlord, who was a serious man on the surface, though he occasionally smiled beneath, replied that there were a great many far more than the average in country parishes. Even here, in my house, now, apostrophe he added, when folks get a drop of drink into 'em, and their feelings rise to a song, some man will strike up a hymn by preference. But I find no fault with that, for though 'tis hardly human nature to be so calculating in air cups, a feller may as well sing to gain something as sing to waste. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how do you account for there being so many? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, you see, sir, some says one thing, and some another. I think they does it to save the expense of a Christian burial for their children. Now there's a poor family out in Long Lane the husband used to smite for Jimmy Moore the blacksmith till a hurt his arm. They'd have no less than 11 children, if they'd not been lucky t'other way, and buried 5 when they were 3 or 4 months old. Now every one of them children was given to the sexton in a little box, that any journeyman could nail together in a quarter of an hour, and he buried them at night for a shilling a head. Whereas 'twould have cost a couple of pounds each, if they'd been christened at church. Of course there's the new lady at the castle, she's a chapel member, and that may make a little difference. But she's not been here long enough to show whether 'twill be worth while to join them for the profit, or whether 'twill not. No doubt if it turns out that she's of a sort to relieve folks in trouble, more will join her set than belongs to it already. Nigh port in a storm, of course, as the saying is. Apostrophe, as for yourself, you are a churchman at present, I presume? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Not but I was a Methodist once, for a length of time. 'Twas owing to my taking a house next door to a chapel, so that what with hearing the organ biz like a bee through the wall, and what with finding it saved umbrellas on wet Sundays, I went over to that faith for 2 years, though I believe I dropped money by it. I wouldn't be the man to say so if I hadn't. Howsomever, when I moved into this house I turned back again to my old religion. Faith, I don't see much difference. Be you one, or be you t'other, you've got to get your living. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the distances, of course, have not much influence here now, for that, or any other thing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh no, no, not any at all. They be very low upon ground, and always will be now, I suppose. It was thought it worthy of being recorded in history. You've read it, sir, no doubt. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not a word. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, then, you shall. I've got the history somewhere. 'Twas gay manners that did it. The only bit of luck they have had of late years is Miss Powers taking to little Miss Stancy and making her her company keeper. I hope 'twill continue. Apostrophe, that the two daughters of these Antipodean families should be such intimate friends was a situation which pleased Somerset as much as it did the landlord. It was an engaging instance of that human progress on which he had expended many charming dreams in the years when poetry, theology, and the reorganization of society had seemed matters of more importance to him than a profession which should help him to a big house and income, a fair diopia, and a lovely progeny. When he was alone he poured out a glass of wine, and silently drank the healths of the two generous-minded young women who, in this lonely district, had found sweet communion a necessity of life, and by pure and instinctive good sense had broken down a barrier which men thrice their age and repute would probably have felt it imperative to maintain. But perhaps this was premature. The omnipotent Miss Powers' character, practical or ideal, politic or impulsive, he as yet knew nothing of, and giving over reasoning from insufficient data, he lapsed into mere conjecture. The next morning Somerset was again at the castle. He passed some interval on the walls before encountering Miss Destancy, whom at last he observed going towards a pony carriage that waited near the door. A smile gained strength upon her face at his approach, and she was the first to speak. "I am sorry Miss Power has not returned," she said, and accounted for that lady's absence by her distress at the event of 2 evenings earlier. "But I have driven over to my father Sir William Destancy's house this morning," she went on, "and on mentioning your name to him, I found he knew it quite well. You will you not, forgive my ignorance in having no better knowledge of the elder Mr. Somerset's works than a dim sense of his fame as a painter? But I was going to say that my father would much like to include you in his personal acquaintance, and wishes me to ask if you will give him the pleasure of lunching with him today. My cousin John, whom you once knew, was a great favorite of his, and used to speak of you sometimes. It will be so kind if you can come. My father is an old man, out of society, and he would be glad to hear the news of town." Somerset said he was glad to find himself among friends where? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.